Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus as we think of the way that we are made, is that we are in the world, but not of the world, and we are to walk circumspect to the world, as Ephesians 5 teaches us, that we are not to be looking straight ahead, we are to move ahead, and we are to follow the Lord. But we're not to walk in this world with our eyes closed. Walk circumspectly. We talk about circumnavigating something, going around it, a circumference, a circle, around the circle. We walk looking around, not to see how to do things, but that we might see what we can do for the Lord as He leads us. That is indeed the way the Christian is to work, walking circumspectly. We are not ignorant of this world. We walk with our eyes open in service to the Lord. Ephesians 5:15, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now notice the comparison that is given there. There are those who will go to the slaughter as the ox, not knowing what's going to behold the oxen. And there are those who choose to walk out of the way of the Lord and go to destruction and hurt. They will close their eyes in spite of what they see and know to be true. You know, if you walk down the steps many times a day and there is a broken step, there's a step missing just before you get to the bottom. Could you say, now, I've been down this step many times, or these stairs many times, and by the time I get down this one more time, it should have gotten better. Or if I told a person, someone said to you, that's a bad way, and you see many people getting hurt going in that direction, and you say, but maybe I'll be just the one that gets by. And no one else heretofore has ever done this thing, and you plow ahead, then this is the actions of a fool. One of the things, again, that we need to be reminded of is that if one person, if just one person ever escaped from hell, others would say, you know, if one did it, then there's a chance that I can live like the devil in this world and escape hell. They would be feeling that they could just get away from going to that place because one got away. Back in the 19th century, latter part of the 19th century, the French had an island, Devil's Island. They sent their prisoners there, and no one was ever known to escape from that island. And many tried, but they were either eaten by sharks or they drowned at sea in their attempt. And there was one said to have escaped, and that gave others hope. If one person ever escaped, if the Lord ever turned his back on one, or if the devil ever showed mercy one time, the people would say, why, maybe he'll show mercy to me, but the devil can't show mercy. And the Lord cannot condone sin. The Lord cannot walk away. He cannot do wrong. He must do right all the time. Every day, the Lord does right. And the Lord tells us that we're to walk circumspectly, not as fools, not as those who deliberately choose to go into the way of destruction and harm. Father, help us, I pray, to walk as thou hast bidden us in the scriptures, and that we shall be faithful, and that we shall bring grace and glory, a great testimony to thy name, we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Well, here we again are looking in the book of Genesis chapter 25 and looking at the exchange that is taking place here between Jacob and Esau. Jacob is looking far down the road. Esau is looking toward satisfaction from the meal he is about to get of the lentils that his brother Jacob has cooked. And so he is saying, what is this to me? My birthright is not going to do me any good because I'm about to die. I'm starving to death. And so he quickly sells his birthright for some bread and pottage of lentils. The lentils, of course, a kind of food and beans that these were eating there in the land at that time. And the scriptures tell us that when Esau ate this, he did eat and he drank, and then he rose up and went his way. Now, to him, it was no problem. I mean, I'm alive, he says. I can continue on in my way. I have made a decision. Forget about that. Now I'm living. I've got my tummy full, and I'm happy. You know, the little children, it doesn't take much to make a child happy. They will a variety of things, and they are seeing all these things for the first time. And so it doesn't take much to make them happy. And I remember when our child, our son, was small, my wife and I took him to the doctor. I think maybe around the first or second time we went together, we were able to go together at that time to take the child to the doctor. And the doctor asked, is he eating? And she said, yes. And he said, well, you remember this. Now, if they are eating, then they're pretty much all right. And that's, you know, it doesn't take much to satisfy a little child. If they're fed and if they're uncomfortable, they're going to cry. We can learn a lot from that of the child. Feeding, if they are comfortable, and if they have had something to eat. Now, of course, you frighten them, they may cry, but generally it doesn't take much to make them happy. And notice how Esau is willing to just satisfy his hunger pain. And he forgets the promise of God. He's willing to see what the Lord to see what he could get. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 16, we are told of this man selling his birthright. And how does Hebrews say this? Chapter 12, verse 16, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau. Now notice how the Lord shows us that Esau is a profane person, calls him a fornicator, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. So when you choose something that will satisfy your flesh over that which God has promised, then you're stepping far down and away from the Lord. And the Lord does not look lightly upon the way that this man, Esau, viewed the promise that he had given. So many of us have the attitude that, you know, it's all right for me to do this thing my way. No, it is not all right for us to do things our way. We offend God when we choose our way, when we know what he has said. And here goes Esau's actions. Sell me that, give me this food. And Jacob says, sell me thy birthright with all of the privileges that come with being the firstborn. And so he sells his birthright. He was entitled to all that was promised by his father Isaac, which Isaac had received at the hands of his father Abraham. And the scriptures tell us he despised his birthright after he had eaten and rose up and went away. And this is presented to us because of the attitude with which this man viewed that which the Lord had promised. Another portion of scripture found in Hebrews 12:17. For ye know how that afterward, when he, Esau, would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. He stepped outside of God's promise. He stepped away from it, and there was no way for him to get back. He sought to have those blessings restored, but he found no place, no way to repent. He just couldn't do it. Here he is miserable. And you know, we miss opportunities and we make wrong choices. And time goes on. Those choices have been made in the past, and there is no way we can get back there into the past and slip back there and make things right. We live with regret in this day. And I'm sure I'm talking to someone. You've made some decisions, and you regret sorely that you made the decision that you did. Perhaps it was due to listening to godly counsel, or perhaps it was a matter concerning finances, or marriage, or a place of service, and you regret, but you can't reach back and undo what was done. And such was the case with Esau. He found no chance to repent, though he sought to repent, and that with bitter tears. In Genesis 27:34, when Esau heard the words of his father, we'll see that, he cried out with a loud voice, a bitter cry, "Bless me, oh, that thou wouldest bless me, father." He's seeing that his brother Jacob had stolen the blessing of the firstborn. Isaac would have gone around these things, but no, it was worked out. The Lord, seeing the future, told them how it was going to be. And so the birthright now has gone to Jacob. This man despises it. It was just to him, that's something way down in the future. Don't worry about that. We have scars on our hearts and minds today because of foolish choices, thinking, oh, I'll get over that. Like one young lady said years ago when she was threatened with being spanked, oh, I'll get a spanking, but that'll stop after a little while. Went on and did what she did. Got some scars on her life. Men make decisions like that. Oh, I'll work that out. Oh, I'll go ahead and do wrong and tell them I'm sorry. Yeah, but it doesn't always work out that way. Doesn't always work out that way at all. There are multitudes who have made foolish decisions thinking that, oh, that's something that's I'll have to deal with later. This man could not. He could not undo what had been done, and the scriptures say he sought it with tears. I pray that you are recognizing the fact that the Lord wants us to lay hold of what he has said, what he has promised to us, knowing that he alone is able to make good on his promises. We are not to look at the present situation and decide, shall I obey God today? Because this is going to be very costly. But just remember, every good and perfect thing has come from the Lord. And are you willing to make a decision toward something that you think is good? Don't you realize that that good that you see before you is just a small piece of the total package that God has, if I can say that? Heavenly Father, help us, I pray, to wait upon God, to believe the promises of the Lord, to trust in thy word and thy way. This, Father, we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson.